Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. It is Game Time Decisions. We are live right here on Sports Grid. Kevin Walsh with you on this Thursday night. 2 hours to set it up and knock it down with a lot of eyes, of course, on tonight's basketball board, primarily the NBA providing the action. We can touch on the college boards as well. Not just the men's game, but the women's game tonight is offering up a very important battle in the SEC. We will continue to take a look at, again, all of your action here today on this Thursday slate. We will also be taking a look at some of your NFL postseason leader options. Receiving yards, passing touchdowns, and where the value is. Quickly, before we get into tonight's card, just taking a look and speaking of things going on for the NFL, some news out of Jacksonville. Liam Cohen, who initially was a top candidate for the Jaguars, had passed on that job. Most believing the idea was the Trent Baalke general manager position still being held by Baalke was the deterrent. Well, the Jaguars fired Baalke, and we are now hearing from all of the top NFL reporters that Liam Cohen is back and speaking with Jacksonville, and it feels as if there is momentum for Liam Cohen, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator, to become the head man with the Jaguars. We will keep you updated on any of that news and what could potentially be finalized. That move there, unfortunate for Tampa Bay, who could be losing their offensive coordinator for the second straight season. Potentially a huge boost for the Buffalo Bills, where we heard the Jags might have to turn to Joe Brady, their offensive coordinator. Only if few other jobs out there. I feel as if the Saints job is the only other one we're hearing Joe Brady's name being tossed around in. But let's get to your basketball card tonight. I like this NBA slate here. There's some juice out there. Let's dive right into it. At 7:30, we have the Atlanta Hawks and the Toronto Raptors, and we've got Trae Young in a clear and obvious bounce-back spot. Trae really struggled despite playing 40 minutes of hoop against Detroit, finished with just 13 points, as well as just 9 assists and 2 rebounds. When you see Trae Young go out there and score 15 or less without double-digit dimes, he typically ups the ante the next go-around. The reason tonight, though, I'm going to play the rebounds plus assists is Trae is on the second leg of a back-to-back. Over 13.5 rebounds plus assists is how I'm going to back Trae Young. If you look this year, he has struggled when playing in consecutive games. Now, the one time scoring the basketball, the one time that wasn't true, ironically, was when they played the Toronto Raptors on the second leg of a back-to-back. He lit it up and scored 34 points. But primarily, Trae Young is not someone who misses 13.5 RA in consecutive games. He's missed that now in 2 straight games. I like a big-time bounce back here for Trae. Don't be surprised if this is one of those 15-dime nights and he clears it entirely with the passing. At 8 o'clock, we've got Oklahoma City and Dallas. I am still waiting to see FanDuel specifically pop a number on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander made threes. SGA coming off of a 54-point performance against the Utah Jazz is potentially in line to stay hot from beyond the arc. Over 1.5 made threes for SGA on FanDuel, on DraftKings right now is checking it at -140. FanDuel not posting a number. I am partially wondering if that is because they are not 100% sure if Shea will be playing. The last time OKC was on a back-to-back, SGA did not make that starting gate. And I'm wondering, since there's not been a number posted yet on Gilgeous-Alexander, if the first number that pops on FanDuel is a little bit lighter. Because Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is a streaky three-point shooter. He just made three threes on 10 attempts from beyond the arc against Utah. When SGA makes three or more threes, and in the prior game he had made just one, he, in that next game, has always made at least two. He stays hot, he keeps shooting, whatever it might be, and off of that performance against Utah, I would look for Shea to do a little bit more of that. At -140, it's playable, but I'm waiting. Perhaps we can get a bit of a better number. Another three-point prop for me on tonight's board is going to be over a half-made three for Bam Adebayo. The Miami Heat are all the talk right now. The Jimmy Butler situation is a disaster. He has been suspended again by the Miami Heat. I would be stunned if he has not played his last game in a Heat uniform. It would be the best for both, especially because Miami is going to get something of a real return for Jimmy that can help them win games this year. It is ridiculous to let this go on any longer. I know that Miami, you know, it takes, in this case, probably a lot more than two to tango, three, four, five teams to potentially get this deal done. I know the Beal no trade clause complicates this because every indication is Jimmy Butler is going to end up a Phoenix Sun, and that's what I expect as well. Miami has to make a move here, though, and I do think they eventually will. The other move that Miami has made for the time being is playing Khalil Ware more, the rookie out of Indiana, something I thought Miami actually would do much earlier in Ware's time. Khalil Ware has a skill set where you can put him next to Bam Adebayo, and Bam Adebayo has a skill set where you can put him next to Khalil Ware. Ware's numbers are very tricky. He's played 34 and 39 minutes in the last two games, but there was a blowout for Miami in the fourth quarter. He keeps playing. A blowout against Miami in the fourth quarter of their last game. He keeps playing. I don't know what it looks like for Khalil Ware if Miami isn't blowing a team out or getting blown out, and it makes his props odd. I do know for Bam Adebayo, though, he is starting to shoot the three ball a little bit more. He's taken at least two attempts now in six consecutive games. However, three straight games without a make from beyond the arc. We're getting plus money, +105 for Bam to hit a three. Perhaps playing next to Ware, who can stretch the floor in his own right, but maybe putting a little bit more pressure on the interior, pops Bam out. Bam's played 25 and 22 minutes in the last two games. We can maybe see four attempts tonight for Bam Adebayo. Maybe he makes multiple threes. I have him to make at least one at +105. Denver-Sacramento, a best bet, okay, and a hand up. Nikola Jokic against Philadelphia, a best bet was 50 PRA. Thank goodness it wasn't 50 and a half. Finishes with 27, 13, and 10. It was a winning wager. Jokic only played 30 minutes because they absolutely routed Philly. If you remember my breakdown for that game on Tuesday, I said how Jokic was not dominating the stat sheet in a recent four-game run where he did not have 50 PRA. That was because Jokic had not played in the fourth quarter in any of those four games. That has remained true for Nikola Jokic in these last stretch of games here. Didn't play in the fourth against Philly. The number's still 49.5. It's not a best bet, but it's a must play. If Jokic plays in the fourth quarter tonight, he could smash this number. The last time he played in the fourth quarter of a game, he finished with 62 PRA. My best bet on the tonight's board, Warriors first quarter money line. Massive, massive bounce back spot for them at home. Fading the Chicago Bulls on a road trip in Los Angeles with a few days off. The Bulls won at the Clippers. Now I think they slow start, and all of their season's profiles suggest they will against Golden State. We'll talk Celtics, Lakers a little bit more.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
It's next year on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on Sports Grid, it's Game Time Decisions. The big game on the NBA board. The LA Lakers hosting the Boston Celtics. I did play Boston's team total in this game at 111.5, a number that they've still been able to hit when playing on the second leg of a back-to-back and on the road. It's a climbing number, though, as Boston is a full go tonight. No Holiday, KP, or Al Horford in their game against the Clippers, where they only scored 103 in regulation, got over, well over that, of course, with an overtime victory in that game. But you're getting a full effort tonight from Boston, and no surprise when they play a rival like the LA Lakers. To talk more about this game and Boston specifically, we bring in Bobby Kravitsky, who covers the Celtics, writes about the NBA for Forbes. And Bobby, what are you expecting tonight from the Celtics on the second leg of this back-to-back here against their heated rival?
Yeah, the Celtics are tied for the best road record in the NBA this season. And dating back to when Brad Stevens was the head coach, they've consistently done an excellent job on the second leg of back-to-backs. So between resting, as you said, several key players, two starters there with Holiday and Porzingis, being able to come in as fresh as you can reasonably be on the second half of a back-to-back, plus no travel, you get to stay in LA. So I think this game is going to be a slugfest. And Kevin, I think something the Celtics have filed away is that last year at TD Garden, without LeBron James and Anthony Davis, the Lakers handed them one of their few home losses. And so I think that's a little added motivation for the Celtics in this one.
And look, if that Celtics offense has it going, there's not much a team can really do. I wonder if the Lakers' defense will be able to provide some issues. It's been an up-and-down year for them on that side of the basketball. They held Washington to 88. That's also Washington, who is atrocious on that end. Boston is a completely different level. I'm curious, Bobby, as you've been following this team, and look, they're very rare, but it comes with the standard. At 31-13, they're kind of one. They would probably go in the underachiever pile. Based on preseason expectations, how do you feel after the first 44 games of Celtics basketball about this team relative to the rest of the NBA?
Well, so this is the question that the Celtics keep getting peppered with is, okay, we understand that it's emotionally exhausting to come back after winning a championship. And if you're going to have a low period in the season, it's much better to do it in December and into January, as opposed to when the playoffs are arriving. So that's all well and good, but we can't just chalk up the performing below expectations due to poor shooting luck. And, you know, the Clippers last night, to use an example, okay, they shot well on contested mid-range jumpers. On one hand, you'll live with that. On another, it resulted in it looking at one point like this might be a disastrous loss for the Celtics before they ultimately had to, you know, they squandered the chance to win in regulation. They salvage it in overtime with Jaden Springer, the unexpected hero for them. So yes, there are some things where you can say, hey, bad luck, like with the shooting most notably, but at the same time, it does require a level of urgency to fix these issues and get back to performing up to the standard that this team has established. So I think you're starting to see more and more the Celtics try and shake off that funk. And not to be long-winded here, Kevin, but what you've seen is a starting lineup that has not had much reps together and is having to reestablish continuity. Their last two times on the floor together in particular have looked very effective and been a plus 33, including just steamrolling the Warriors a few nights ago. So the Celtics, to me, are starting to get back on track, albeit last night, not a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I think for Boston, you know, they are the defending champs, which is always going to hold a lot of weight in the NBA. Their big challenger in the East is a Cavs team who people will need to see a lot more from because it's the postseason where we judge these things. The big challenger in the West is Oklahoma City, who, like Cleveland, didn't make it out of the second round last year, right? You go to the rest of the Eastern Conference, the Knicks are still figuring it out, Philly's a downright disaster, and the Milwaukee Bucks, I guess, are playing better? I don't know. Maybe it depends on any given day. So I think one of the big things for the Celtics and why there's certainly no panic is it's not as if anybody is running away from them. But, you know, you mentioned last year a victory for the Lakers in Boston. That's one of the things that does stand out to me a little bit, is that they've already doubled their home losses this year versus last year. I think the Celtics as title favorites is totally fine, but there was last year when we looked at the East, it was like, nobody's really going to beat them. I think it's fair to say they are more vulnerable than last year's group now.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think that the league is better, and let's not forget that the Cavaliers, while they can make a smaller move, it's something that could help and prove a difference maker in the playoffs. The Thunder have a treasure chest of draft picks to be able to acquire a significant piece if they choose to, right? And so the Knicks, I'm less worried about for the Celtics because as we saw on opening night, and yes, it's one game and it was the first one, but when you put Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson on the full floor, I think the Celtics look at that like lunch meat. Like there's just, there's so much that they can do in a scenario like that. And those guys are going to be on the floor the most important minutes, provided they're healthy, if those two teams lock horns in a playoff series. And then with Giannis, I trust him in the playoffs. I don't know if his teammates at their age have the stamina to pull off a win in a best of seven series against the Celtics and kind of, it's still, you have to respect the championship potential of that quartet, and maybe they reconfigure things between now and the deadline. But I look at the Bucks with a lot of skepticism. So to me, I look at the Celtics and say, they're not shooting the ball as well, like I said earlier, and it's impacted them in ways that it wasn't a season ago. It's really compromised their defense. Their transition defense has not been as crisp as it was a season ago. Last night against the Clippers team that is playing a lot of guys who are outside of its primary rotation, and they're struggling to get stops for a good chunk of that game where their on-ball defense is struggling so much that they're bringing in Jaden Springer, who rarely gets playing time, and relying on him to turn the complexion of the game.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Toyota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Came around, and luckily for them, he did. So it speaks to a team that, on one hand, like I said, yes, it's December and it's January. We're talking about these struggles, but they need to be more crisp.
Yeah, and they do have a lot of time on their side because they now get the wait till the playoffs thing that they've wanted for a long time. We're proven we can get it done when it matters the most. Bobby Krivitsky, thank you so much for stopping by, helping us talk a little Celtics hoop tonight before the big game against the LA Lakers. We're going to hit a break here on Sports Grid. We'll come back and do some Sports Millions Pick'em with you on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on Sports Grid. It's Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh with you. We're going to talk some hockey in just a little bit, but there are plenty of options for the NHL board over on Sports Millions Pick'em. Let's hear a little bit about it from Tom and Joe.
Happy Thursday, everyone. It's time to jump into our Sports Millions Pick'ems. Now, Tom, we're both turning to the divisional matchups this weekend. I'll let you kick us off with what you have between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills.
We have a huge weekend of football on tap, and I want to turn to the Chiefs. Let's go to Marquise Hollywood-Brown. Let's go lower than 3.5 receptions. Obviously, super late start to the season for him. We look back at the regular season, only played 2 games, 7-8 targets. Last week, he has just 2. I'm just not expecting him to play a big role overall, given his overall snap rate and his overall target share within the Chiefs offense. For him to have 4 and go higher than 3.5, he realistically needs 6 or 7 targets, just given his catch rate. And that would be taking targets away from Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce, even DeAndre Hopkins. I just don't see that happening. Combined with the duo that they have in the backfield, there's just not enough plays out there for Hollywood Brown to have higher than 3.5 receptions. So I have to go on the lower.
Okay, you're rolling with the lower there, and I'm going to look at the matchup between the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, this should be a great game out there. Still question marks around Jalen Hurts and if his knee is 100%. And we know one thing that's been working for this Eagles team is Saquon Barkley. I expect Saquon Barkley to come out with force in this game and put up those rushing yards. We know in that last game out versus the LA Rams, he was able to put up 205 yards on the ground, and he should come out in this one and be able to do the same. I'm expecting him to hit close to that number that he did versus the Washington Commanders earlier this season with 150 rushing yards out there. Give me Saquon Barkley higher than 128 and a half rushing yards. Tom, I know it's high, but I really don't think it's high enough for Saquon Barkley when he's going to be pivotal in this matchup, especially if Jalen Hurts' knee isn't 100%.
A huge number for Saquon, but he's obviously played a huge role. We have a trip to the Super Bowl on the line for both teams. Should be some great games.
Yeah, absolutely should be. You guys, make sure you join us back here tomorrow. We will have some more divisional matchup pick-ups for you.
All right, some NFL looks there from Tom and Joe. We'll talk some hockey with Joe in just a little bit here on Game Time Decisions. Before we look at some other the options there, let's hear a little bit more about the social casino.
Check out Sports Millions Social Casino, featuring classic slots and brand new game concepts. The Social Casino features the opportunity to win large sweepstakes coins, and the games are always free to enter. Go play now at sportsmillions.com/social-casino. That's sportsmillions.com/social-casino.
All right, so on Sports Millions Pick'em tonight for that NBA board, some of the intriguing options that we've talked a little bit about: SGA higher, 1.5 made threes. Trae Young, I think, has a huge assist night. That number is in at 10.5. Interested to see from Atlanta in the game with Toronto how they just look as a group on a back-to-back. This has been a team in Atlanta that has played better basketball. You look at their record within the Eastern Conference, and you know they've got a very good chance to. This was an Atlanta team that everyone's like, look, they'll be in a play-in. They'll probably get discarded. This is an Atlanta team that's got a very good opportunity to get into one of those top six slots. It's not going to be easy, right? There's going to be challenges there. Detroit and Orlando, Miami are all kind of bunched up right now. I think the Pacers playing a little bit better basketball. I know they lost earlier today in Paris against Wemby, but this is an Atlanta team where the offseason chatter was trade Trae Young and DeJounte Murray and Clint Capella and anybody else that has a pulse. Get them all gone. And they really only made the DeJounte Murray move. Brought over Dyson Daniels, who's very likely going to end up first-team All-NBA defense. Trey's having an all-star year, like he always does. Jalen Johnson's been a top contender for most improved. You know, Atlanta now is in a situation where can they hit on Richey, their first overall draft choice? Can they make a legitimate move at some point to add some pieces around? That's further down the road, but for now, it's stacking wins like they had the chance to tonight against Toronto, and I think you'll see Trey put on a great effort. Quick break here on Sports Grid, though. We'll be right back with Joe Madden breaking down the rest of the ice board here on a Thursday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions right here on SportsGrid. Gotta figure out this ice. It's a loaded slate. Got Joe Madden to help us out. Joe, how are we doing here on a Thursday night?
You're doing pretty good, Kevin. Excited for all of this action to kick off on the ice. So games will be kicking off at the top of the hour. There's plenty of opportunities to jump in.
Certainly so. I want to start, if we can, with the game between the Rangers and the Flyers, because we have seen the Rangers start to turn it around a little bit. Igor, I believe a pair of shutouts within two of the last three games. All of a sudden, they're home tonight, favored against Philadelphia. What do you like in this one?
You know, I look at the New York Rangers and how they have been able to turn around, like you said, Kevin, with Igor in net. This Flyers team has been struggling offensively all season. They have some explosive games offensively, but not many. You look at them overall and they're really limited out there. We see the New York Rangers rolling in after shutting out the Ottawa Senators 5-0. And I do think offensively they should have some success versus Urshan in this game. But I don't trust the Flyers to be able to hit Igor Shesterkin. Igor Shesterkin has just been standing so tall between the pipes. And I think in this battle here, you look at the Flyers and you look at their team total. They have a team total of 2.5, and I'll definitely hit that to the under. It's coming in at minus 122. I think the Rangers can nicely get the win and cover a puck line if you're looking at that. But I think the best bet is really just look at the inability of the Flyers to be able to score in this one, Kevin.
All right, so some lower scoring hockey perhaps will start us off. Joe, what about Carolina tonight? Minus 400, huge favorite against Columbus. I'm seeing a 6.5 right now, but a lot of juice towards the under. How do you play this one?
Yeah, major favorites here, and it's rightly so with Frederik Andersen back in goal. We know this statue of goaltender that he is out there. Now, he's been back for one start, and it was versus the Chicago Blackhawks. They were able to record the win. I look at Columbus here, and I know this team has had their struggles on the road, but I'm expecting them to hit Frederik Andersen in this game. I think starting him versus the Chicago Blackhawks was an easy start. We know the Chicago Blackhawks don't put up as much pressure as the Columbus Blue Jackets will in this game tonight. So I'm looking for Columbus to find a way to hit his goal. Over 2.5 goals coming in at plus 138. I do think this is a 4-3 style win here for the Carolina Hurricanes. So that puts us over the 2.5 for Columbus. And then it doesn't cover any sort of puck lines here for the Carolina Hurricanes. I do think this is a live betting opportunity. If we do see either Columbus go up first, we're still not going to get much value, Kevin, on the Hurricanes to come back on that money line. We might get a tiny bit, but I don't think enough even on that puck line plus 1.5. I do think it's worth, though, if Columbus goes down, looking at them plus 2.5 on the puck line.
Now, Joe, one game that kind of jumped off the page when I saw the number was Ottawa and Boston. Now, I can't probably explain to people the why, but seeing the Bruins at home as a dog, all right, sums up here, right? I know that they are on a back-to-back. I can tell you definitively in the NBA, that weighs a lot into a number. Is this a product of Boston being on the second leg, or do we have some key absences in this one?
You know, it is the second night of a back-to-back. There's a couple of players on injury here for Boston, but not enough to make a huge impact. The huge impact is Korpisalo coming in tonight instead of Swayman. Korpisalo just has not looked like the goaltender that we all expected. And we look at this Ottawa Senators team. They've been able to play such strong hockey. They've been able to lock teams down defensively. One of the best NHL teams to the under this season, which I never would have expected out of the Ottawa Senators. Now, Forsberg is expected to get the start in net for them tonight. And I do think with what we saw out of them back on their last matchup where the Ottawa Senators got that 6-5 win, absolute pond hockey out there, that we're going to see the first period start off very similar in this one, Kevin. I'm looking for both teams to score in the first period. We're getting great plus money at plus 184. If you just want to look at the over 1.5 in the first period, it's coming in at minus 102. The Ottawa Senators have struggled in Boston. They've only won 3 of the last 12 meetings here. They won that last matchup just a couple of days ago. So when you look at that, you got to think Boston is ripe to get revenge here on their own home ice. It's just a hard situation for them. Second night of a back-to-back with the Avs on deck on Saturday. Boston could be in a situation here where they do fall to the Ottawa Senators. So I think you look at both teams to score. Ottawa being shut out in their last game and the Boston Bruins held to only 1 goal last night versus the Devils.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense to me. That total for the full game checks in at 5.5. Montreal, dog at Detroit. Some value on the Canadiens?
Absolutely. Montreal's pulled off wins in their last 7 games as a dog, Kevin. They've been rolling so hot. Now they face the Detroit Red Wings. Now, the Red Wings have lost their last 3. This team is going to be hungry to get back on track. Cam Talbot in goal. He's a strong goaltender, but you can't pass up on the value you're getting right now on the Montreal Canadiens. They've already won both meetings so far this season, and they've won them in a high-scoring fashion. They've been able to put up the goals. Battle of the Atlantic, you're going to get the best out of Montreal tonight versus the Red Wings. I do think this one will trend to that over. The total sitting at 5.5. I expect a 4-3 style win with Montreal coming out on top of it.
And then let me ask you, Joe, with Vegas tonight as a road favorite here against St. Louis, the Golden Knights, always one of the premier teams. Is this a good spot to be back of them here on the road?
It is. Now, we've got to note this is the first night of a back-to-back for them with the Dallas Stars on deck tomorrow. So a harder opponent on deck tomorrow. But in the fashion that the St. Louis Blues won on Monday, 5-4 shootout win over the Vegas Golden Knights. This is a sudden revenge angle here for the Vegas Golden Knights. They're going to want to come out nice and strong in this matchup and get the win. I'm expecting them in that first period to go up right away. Joel Hofer is confirmed in net tonight for the St. Louis Blues, and I think they get the best of them. So you look at the puck line here for the Vegas Golden Knights, laying a half a goal in the first period, coming in at plus 154. Instead of that full game, in case St. Louis gets back into it at the end. Now you have to circle Jack Eichel tonight. Jack Eichel missed an empty net in that last game, which would have sealed them the win. So I'm looking for Jack Eichel to be frustrated with himself for one and come out and get on the board. Jack Eichel's plus 190 for the anytime goal. 2 plus points I wanted to back, but not enough value. It's coming in at plus 200. I won't be shocked though if he comes out and gets 2 goals in this one. He is okay. So hot this season. And in that last one, Kevin, he's frustrated.
Yeah, we're talking again some NHL here with Joe Madden. We're going to keep Joe around. Make sure we get through this whole card. Maybe ask her a little bit about some of the NFL games this weekend as well. Another player prop that you're on is in the game between Calgary and Buffalo.
Yeah, looking at the matchup between Calgary and Buffalo, this is a really hard one to jump on a side. Buffalo's rolled into Calgary and played so phenomenally strong. But Dustin Wolf in net tonight, and Calgary returning from a home trip. They're in a bad situational spot. 4-game road trip, and then they're back out on the road after this game. So I don't want to back Calgary, but there's not enough value for me right now on the Buffalo Sabres. I'm looking at Tage Thompson for the anytime goal here for the Buffalo Sabres. He's coming in at plus 170. I think you could look at Rasmus Dahlin as well. Tage Thompson has been so strong scoring in the last four meetings versus the Calgary Flames. And then when we look at Calgary, Nazem Kadri was held off the board in the matchup, all of the matchups out there on the ice, all four of them. So what I did, I kind of played around with it. I took Nazem Kadri and Huberdeau both for a point. Kevin, parlaying them both for the point, you're getting slight plus money.
All right, so perhaps we then can get a couple of other options on that board. We'll throw Eichel in, we'll have some fun with the whole thing. We have a few other games to get to. We have Edmonton on this slate here as well, San Jose, Nashville. We're going to get to all of this with Joe. And again, a little bit about the NFL this weekend. We're going to have, you know, a few conversations on
the holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Tonight's NFL board. Tom will join us in about a half hour or so. We'll get his thoughts on Philadelphia and Washington. And of course, the game everybody's waiting for, Kansas City, Buffalo, Mahomes versus Allen. Once again, a trip to the Super Bowl is on the line. We're taking a break and we'll be right back here with you on Sports Grid. It's Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back with you right here on Game Time Decisions. Let's button up this NHL board with Joe Maddon and then talk a little NFL before we let her get out of here. Joe, tonight, Edmonton and Vancouver. The Oilers, always a popular choice. Any action for you in that game?
Kevin, who's going to stay out of the box in this one? This is going to be a hard-hitting physical game. Both of these teams upset with how that last game went. The Vancouver Canucks were able to get the 3-2 win. In the process of doing so, we saw Connor McDavid get suspended for 3 games, and we also saw Tyler Myles get suspended for 3 games. Both of these teams upset with everything that happened in that game. And one thing we can look at and count on, when Connor McDavid is out of the lineup, I do think Edmonton has the ability still to get the win. They're too juicy on the money line right now, so I've circled Leon Draisaitl. Leon Draisaitl on the ice without Connor McDavid averages 1.5 points per game. With Connor McDavid, he's averaging only 1.33. And I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a huge difference out there. Look for Leon Draisaitl to really step up. He got those only 2 goals that Edmonton was able to get in that last game versus Vancouver in the second period. One was unassisted, one was assisted by Connor McDavid. And I do think you look at him to come out and get those goals on the board tonight. Looking at him for 2+ points, the books think it. It's coming in at plus 106, so not enough value for me. The anytime goals, plus 120. The 2+ goals, worth a sprinkle at plus 750. And if you don't think he'll end up on the box and be able to be on the power play, plus 115 for that power play point, Kevin.
Yeah, I do think that is one of the fascinating things, right, where you take McDavid out, you go, oh my goodness, that's going to be, you know, Leon's going to have the puck the whole game. It's like, no, I'd rather play with McDavid. He'll make life easy on me. Yeah. It's interesting how those numbers kind of shift. Let's get to the two late games here. We'll start with Seattle and Washington. The Caps, a slight road favorite in this one.
Yeah, slight road favorite, and I'm looking for a defensive matchup between these two. We know the Seattle Kraken have struggled to find the back of the net all season, Kevin, and they do fight back in these games, even if they go down in that first period. They never give up. But I'm looking at the Washington Capitals with Charlie Lindgren in net. They've been so strong defensively and in goal. I think the Seattle Kraken absolutely struggle to score in this one. I think we see a first period that we stay under the 1.5. Not my favorite bet. Normally the under 1.5 until we start looking at teams like this. So the under 1.5 in the first period coming in at -116. And then I think you do isolate the Seattle Kraken. They have a team total of 2.5, and I don't think they're able to go against Charlie Lindgren and be able to light the lamp 3 times in this one. So the under 2.5, we're getting slight money, plus money at +106. And I'll definitely hit on that. We'll have to see the Washington Capitals really lock down here on Jared McCann, and then they have every ability to keep them under that total.
And then, Joe, final game on this slate. Can we get some goals in San Jose and Nashville?
San Jose and Nashville, we should be able to get the goals. You look at the San Jose Sharks, and they have been playing in these games where they've been putting up the goals. They've lost their last 4, but they're at home in this one. Tyler Toffoli still listed as day-to-day. We might see him back on the ice, but Celebrini has been coming out nice and strong. We know Saros has allowed those goals. The Nashville Predators seem to get up nice and fast in these games, but let opponents back in the game. So I would look at this one over the 5.5. That's at -138. I do think it's a 4-3 style game. So if you want to ult it to over 6.5, Kevin, I would sign up for it all day. And I just want to remind you that Kaprizov is back on the ice for the Minnesota Wild. Give me Kaprizov for the anytime goal tonight, parlayed with Minnesota Wild to get the win, and you're going to get great value there.
All right. Now, Joe, let me ask you before we let you get out of here, 2 huge games this Sunday. I'll start with Kansas City and Buffalo because that's the big one. Have you found any value yet in this game, a prop aside, anything that you're starting to target?
You know, this is the hardest game, right? Because you look at it, it's the Kansas City Chiefs, and they always seem to find a way. So many people wanting to see them get the three-peat, and I'm just not sure if they're able to do it. I am counting on Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. It hasn't been a recipe that has been successful, though, because the Kansas City Chiefs just always find a way to get things done. I'm going to look at the Buffalo Bills to come out strong and be able to cover the spread in the first half, straight up on the money line in the first half as well, Kevin. I want nothing to do with the full game, but I would look at Josh Allen to be able to run one in himself. He is playing like Superman out there, and I do think you can count on him to give it everything. Leave it all out there on the table today, and hopefully the Buffalo Bills are able to knock out the Kansas City Chiefs. Sorry, Chiefs fans, I have to say it.
Have you found anything you like in the game between Philly and Washington yet that'll start off the Sunday?
You know what? I'm waiting for this number to keep moving. We've seen this total or the spread of 5.5 move up to 6.5. And I think a lot more people are going to be coming in on the Eagles. And we're going to see maybe a 7.5 out there, Kevin. I do think the Washington Commanders, with how Jaden Daniels has been playing, is a great Cinderella team out there to be in the position that they're at right now. Their win total was, 8.5, and they flew over that. They've been so strong this season, and I would love to see them be able to advance. Now, the Eagles are such a strong team, especially defensively and with Saquon Barkley, that it's really hard to think the Washington Commanders can pull it off. But I tell you, there's something special about this team right now. They're playing with nothing to lose. I think they have more the mentality that they're in this situation, and no one's going to be disappointed, right, if the Washington Commanders lose. So everyone will be disappointed if the Philadelphia Eagles lose in this situation. So I'm going to grab the Commanders. I'm hoping to get a 7.5. If I don't, I'll still grab the +6.5. That's -120 right now. Saquon Barkley, though, I'm all over him to go as high as you want to take him on those rushing props. I think he just goes off in this game. Austin Eckler, I will look at on the other side.
I know you say no one will be disappointed if Washington loses.
Except for Washington.
Means you haven't spoke to Joe Lisi. He'll be very disappointed. if the Commanders can't get the job done. And that's all right. Lisi and disappointment. Jaden Daniels, it always finds its level. Joe, we appreciate it, though. Best of luck on the ice tonight.
Thank you. Best of luck to everyone out there, too.
We will be talking more in a little bit about these postseason teams, the playoff leaders. There's some very interesting spots, some terrible numbers out there as well. Really bad. I'm looking at you, Derrick Henry. Can we talk a little Travis Hunter for the people? And some movement around the NFL draft and the number one pick.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
That's next right here on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live with you right here on SportsGrid. Game time decisions. Just want to quickly go through the NBA card for you, and then we're going to talk some NFL. Just to reset it, and I do want to take a look for that SGA number. Trae Young, over 13.5 rebounds plus assists. That number's now at even money. We're taking SGA to make two threes possibly. I'm still waiting to see if that number gets posted. I am taking Bam to make one at plus 105. Jokic for 50 PRA. Warriors first quarter money line, that's at minus 115. I'm on the Celtics team total at over 111.5. So there's been some movement in the NFL draft market already. That is common. There's always going to be movement. The Tennessee Titans, though, who hold the first overall pick, many assume will look to take quarterback, which makes a lot of sense. They fired their GM this offseason and brought in someone new. You would think that they're probably looking to pair the general manager and the quarterback. They didn't fire Callahan after 1 year, though, which I do think is interesting. Will Levis is certainly does not played himself into holding off this decision for Tennessee. But we started to hear from the Titans that just because they need a quarterback doesn't mean that they will pass on a generational talent. They're looking at Travis Hunter. It has to be. I mean, maybe they think Abdul Carter's next world special. He might be. Abdul Carter is also trying to see if he can tweet himself into going to the Eagles. I don't think it's possible, though I appreciate it. There's been a lot of movement on Travis. So in September, he's around 20-1 to go first overall. And I think most people would have thought that if you clicked on that, you were probably wasting money because it's always going to be a quarterback. Plus, like, is Travis really going to live up to that billing? And Travis had moved some due to his excellent season at Colorado, but not enough because the Titans had the first pick and he was 12-1. Then all of a sudden there was some buzz, plus 450. Then Adam Schefter even came over the top a little bit more talking about Travis Hunter and the Tennessee Titans and this idea that they are not exclusively going to look at quarterback. Cam Ward is still the favorite at plus 105. Hunter is plus 155. Shadur 410. And Abdul Carter is the only other player underneath a 40-1 barrier. It's very interesting. You know, Tatario McMillan, that's not happening. The Titans are not drafting McMillan at first overall. Will Campbell or Calvin Banks would be more believable if they wanted to go on the offensive line. But that doesn't seem to be the case. And realistically, if Tennessee wanted to go to the offensive side or the offensive line, they'd trade out, right? They'd trade out, they draft fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever it might be, and take Campbell or Calvin Banks or whatever it might be. What's very interesting, though, about this report is the Titans, we know, are not going to go forward with Will Levis as their quarterback. But it doesn't mean their quarterback has to be Cam Ward or Shadur Sanders. The Titans absolutely could attack in free agency. There are going to be options out there. There just will be. Whether that's the potentially very cheap options of Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers, the very expensive option of Brock Purdy, the kind of expensive option of Sam Darnold, that's on the board for Tennessee. I'm not saying their fan base will be over the moon about it. I'm not saying it would be the right decision. What I'm saying is the Tennessee Titans' options at quarterback are not exclusively the draft, especially because of the conversations around Ward slash Sanders slash Dart slash Milroe slash Ewers. If this was Caleb Williams, if this was Trevor Lawrence, this would be minus 1,000, and there would be no conversation to have. If the Titans pass on quarterback, they won't be crushed for it. And if the Titans believe that Travis Hunter is generational, and if the Titans draft Hunter at 1, I think Hunter would be very excited about that. Because I still believe Travis Hunter will not go to a franchise that is not willing to let him play both sides of the football. If the Titans take Travis Hunter at 1, they are doing so to let him play both sides of the football. Don't bet Travis now at plus 155, but keep your eyes peeled because this first overall market will be moving a lot. More football for you on this Thursday next.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.